And now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Patsit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoffy Hour.
He is the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoffy Hour.
Hoffy Hour. Hoffy Hour. Hoffy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Hey, Pharaoh.
Yo.
Did you hear about the new trend that's going around Tampa Bay right now?
No, tell me about it.
So, I would say our show does pretty good. We got 2,000 individual listeners per month, which is like selling out Giannis Live.
Exactly.
Like, we're the Giannis Live of podcasts. And we got some huge things that are in the work for Hoppy Hour. But man, we gotta be real with ourselves. I don't think we've blown up yet. Like, we are like a bomb and we put the light. Like, we're lighting the bomb, but we're about to blow up soon. But sometimes I wonder, even with the huge news that we're going to announce very soon, sometimes I wonder if we're not doing enough.
I think we definitely have a couple of steps to rise, but we're there. We're going up there.
You know what we need to do? We need to go into public, because I just had this epiphany. Not that I've been microdosing or anything. And what we need to do is we need to have public appearances, like we are for the birthday bash for Pharaoh and friends. And we need to begin taking people's property and acting like we own the room and that we're better than everybody because of our podcast.
You know what?
Because you know what? The way to success and the way to making friends and not dying alone is taking people's personal property in public and thinking you're better than everybody else. That's the way to success. I realize that. We don't take enough of people's personal properties and we don't say the C word enough. I think if we began saying the C, you get the point. Oh my God, what a 24 hours it's been. My phone blew up. I was like, yes, I'm aware. The key to success in Tampa Bay is to take people's cell phones. Until you do that, Pharaoh, you're never going to make it.
We're never going to make it.
Yeah.
You know, and what you're saying actually sounds like something crazy that's going viral right now.
Yeah.
And X and also Instagram. But we'll touch bases on that a little bit later.
No, that's all we're going to say. But okay. Let's just say, if you don't know what I'm talking about, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Give me your cell phone, Pharaoh. I'm saying, give me your cell phone.
Shook.
Shook.
Shooketh right now.
Well, I'm back. I didn't know, like, until the day of that I was actually driving down to Pennsylvania with her. And I was like, holy shit, is this really happening?
Oh. Did you hear about it? Sammy Sweetheart is making a return to Jersey Shore.
You know, Sammy's one of the baddest
ladies. Yeah, she's a hottie, bro.
Yeah, Angelina, she's done so much to her face.
Yeah.
I can't even recognize her.
Oh, man. You know what Angelina reminds me of?
Who?
Lena the Plug.
Really?
They're like the same person.
Listen, let's relax, because I feel like now you're attacking Lena.
Later on, after we talk about Jersey Shore, because we're the trashiest podcast in town. Not trash content-wise, but just what we talk about. I got Adam 22, the new interview with Vlad TV.
That's
Let's just say that the caption of the video is about a pie, but we're not talking about going to Publix. All right, Angelina, what do you think about Sammy Sweetheart making a return to Jersey Shore?
Oh my gosh. And then when I walked in with her, everyone's mouths dropped to the freaking floor.
Holy
Angelina.
What the
I'm back.
You know, when Angelina was making this grand return, they knew prior. None of them seemed shocked. They're like, oh my God. We're supposed to act shocked. Just take the person's cell phone and then the show will blow up. Oh my God, I'm so shocked.
Listen,
you think it's real?
But listen, where's Rodney? Because if you got Sam in the building,
you gotta have Rodney.
You have to. You know why? Because this is where the heat
and then
happens.
You gotta bring the baby mama that Rodney had the kid with.
Oh no, it's about to be crazy. Listen, Jersey Shore is definitely making a comeback because it's so much past influences that they got, so many fights, so many past arguments that have kind of like snowballed into their relationship that, oh my God.
Did you partake in watching that every week. Like in 2012, when they were in Italy, I was a senior in high school, and we used to have Jersey Day every Thursday. We'd smoke a little weed, eat popcorn, have soda, or maybe a beer because we were 18 years old, and we would watch Jersey Shore. I mean, I think that was the last appointment TV of our generation. Every week on Thursday, it was Jersey Day, and you had to watch. First of all, you think Snooki's hot? I would smash Snooki, but wear a condom.
Listen, I think Snooki definitely had, you know, her good days. J-Wow definitely was like, you know, middle tier, but I definitely had a crush on Sam. Sam was definitely the hottest one.
She was a sweetheart. Because
she was just natural. Was she crazy? Yes, she was, but, you know.
Aren't they all?
All right,
we got a situation. I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever
meet. And you don't use teeth. Thanks, Rock.
I will rip their heads off.
I always hated J-Wow. I thought she was just... Ugh.
She was just
she's
like
She's like if HPV was a person, she's that. She's just... God, I'm not going to say anymore. Vinny's the reason I did the keto diet, by the way.
Really?
I, in 2019, had that quarter-life crisis that is the most overrated thing when you're 25 years old. Relax, 25-year-olds. I wasted too much time freaking out. I lost 50 pounds on the keto diet. Chicken wings every day. It was a good time, bro.
Listen, I feel like Jersey Shore made you want to be a Guido.
Yeah, dude. It made you just want to chill and vibe.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the chicken wing song?
I didn't.
What it is?
What is it?
I go by the name Solo.
Yeah.
And I got a new dance for the Midwest.
You ready?
We call this here the chicken
wing. You ever heard this?
I don't do no bird walk, I do my chicken wing. Chicken wing. Chicken wing. Chicken wing. Chicken wing.
Could you see 15-year-old Ryan Hoppy dancing to this in his room alone as a virgin while everyone else is getting laid?
I see a webcam in front of you, and I see you doing the chicken wing dance.
Hell yeah. I listened to this so much that this was on the next video. So when I was talking about doing the keto diet and eating chicken wings, it just kind of worked out, you know? It just kind of happened.
In the VIP when the DJ turned his
I don't do no bird walk.
I do my chicken wing. Chicken wing.
Remember like 15 years ago when rap songs were about dances? You had New Boys and Soulja Boy and people like that. And now it's like mumbling.
Listen, the music before was just more fun, more content. People were dance battling at the malls.
Teach me how to Dougie. Hey, Dougie. Hey, Dougie.
Everybody was jerking and having a good time, but I mean, not that type of jerking, but they were jerking.
There was some of that too.
No, of course.
Don't get me wrong.
15-year-old.
I wasn't taking part in it. let me tell you, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what was the... lean to the right sign, lead to the ice cream paint job.
Ooh.
Duro. Yeah, one hit wonder. You know, who is better, Duro or Panda? To me, they're like the same person.
Well, Panda actually...
is actually like a murderer. That's the difference, is Panda takes people's lives. Panda, Panda, Panda. What was that song called?
Panda.
Yeah, Panda, 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 Panda. I got bitches in Atlanta. That song makes me feel like I'm 21 again. Like I was 21, 22, just moved to the Bay Area. Wild 94.1 was playing in a lot. Yeah, good times. Man, I'm starting to reflect on my 20s. As I got 25 days left in my 20s, you start to reflect on all the good decisions and all the people you shouldn't have surrounded yourself with. And you go, I just want to be a hermit in my 30s. I want to be left alone, Pharaoh.
Listen, I think it gets harder because...
Why?
I feel like you have to live the 30s to the fullest. 30s are the new
20s. Yeah, you do, because then 40s is when it goes downhill. I'm peaking right now. This is my time, bitch. You agree? I would agree. I would say so. I would say right now is the time to be Ryan Hoppy or Pharaoh. Dude, September 3rd, I'm usually not excited because I just sit at home and get drunk. Oh, my God. Pharaoh and friends?
It's going
that's
down.
Going to be lit.
It's definitely
and it's only
down.
25 or 30 bucks?
Yeah, 25 for ladies, 30 for guys. It's going to be a good time. So definitely grab your tickets.
What about this birthday boy?
We'll talk about that after the show.
856-49 Hoppy. Did you ever find Raven Simone attractive?
Raven Simone had a little cute vibe when she was doing That So Raven.
Yeah, she was.
But now she shaved her head and she's looking kind of like manly.
Well, because she's lesbian, bro. She's not into guys.
But that's okay. You can be a cute lesbian. You don't have to like guys to look like a guy.
If you're bald, that means you're lesbian. I mean, what about Jada Pinkett Smith? She's hotter. She likes younger guys.
Yeah, I mean, let's not talk about the situation with her in August and, you know, her entanglement.
Okay, we'll get to Raven Simone in a second. She admits she got plastic surgery as a teenager, whatever. I just got to get to this. I love this headline here, and they're talking about going to the bakery. This is from DJ Vlad, who I'm not a fan of, but I have to play this. Adam 22 was surprised Lena did a cream pie at Publix with Jason. What'd he do if she was pregnant? Why would you be pregnant from eating a cream pie?
I watched the scene for quote-unquote research purposes.
Have you watched the Jason Love Lena plug?
I haven't bought the OnlyFans, but...
No, you can watch it on Spank Bang.
Really? Well, listen, I do
it's
admit...
It's good, bro. She looks happy. Have you ever watched Adam have sex?
I've seen a couple of on Instagram.
He's like, yeah. No, Jason piped her down, bro.
I feel like there was some vengeance in between that because
yeah.
The way he piped her down, there was no holding back.
Understandable.
Yep.
I'd be mad if you didn't.
You'd be mad if I did.
Right. No, I'd be indifferent if you didn't. But,
right.
Yeah.
Is it weird sometimes knowing that like your friends have seen your scenes, or at this point, does it not matter?
Nah, because it's like I do porn. It's like the idea is for a lot of people to see it. And sometimes it is weird to realize just who has seen it. But no.
Your kids in the future, when they're going to be like, Daddy, you're a scumbag.
Oh, ultimately, it's like they're supposed to see it, right? Like even yesterday, we did this live stream orgy thing.
Oh, yeah. No big deal. Just a Monday afternoon orgy. That's what all the normal people do. I mean, he says it so casually. Oh, yeah, we're doing this orgy, you know. We had some chips and guac before. We're just casual having orgies.
And I'm, you know, thinking there's probably a lot larger percentage of No Jumper fans who are watching it because we're live streaming it. Like, and
yeah.
If anything, I was hyped on the idea that they're getting to witness me having a good time on camera.
Yeah, I'm a sociopath and I feel power having people watch me have sex because I'm so handsome. When I think of handsome, I think of Adam 22.
Or just like this. We're having a good time on camera.
Right, in a different way.
It's a little less intense, but yeah.
A lot less intense. Okay, so I watched the scene. So the scene was already announced and it got released. It was all over, like, all the free porn sites. And
I'm aware that this is a video, so you can't see it. But the panic in Adam's eyes. He knows, bro. Now, they're about to ask him about why she went to the bakery and got a cream pie.
His eyeballs look like, I'm tired of talking about this. And he just...
Anything else like that I occasionally frolic in. And... Okay, so the scene starts, you know, she had already done the announcement, which kind of, you know, ended up getting memed. You know, the whole thing of her, like, sitting there kind of bent over, and then he kind of walking up behind her.
Yeah!
Also this day, that
yeah, someone photoshopped
crazy.
It. There's now, like, people taking Jason Love's place and walking in and, you know, pretending to
it's
be
like
them.
It's like a TikTok template now, so you can make one very, very
easily. Oh, you
easily.
Could actually, it's a TikTok
yeah, it's
template.
Like, it's already there.
Do you like Adam?
I think Adam is he's very intelligent. Like, I feel like people look at the situation and think, wow, Adam let somebody pipe his wife. But if you think about it, him and his wife are both porn stars and they're thinking more about the money.
I think Adam's broken from this. I think it was a dumb decision, but I think he brilliantly created the No Jumper podcast. And I think him and Lena, I think their relationship, she probably saw the potential in him and the clout. And he's a hardworking cat. He's a scumbag and alleged rapist. He's a piece of shit. But at the same time, he is a hardworking guy. So I think she probably liked him in the beginning because he was an up-and-comer, man.
Of course. And but let's be honest. A lot of people think he's taking an L from this. But he's made so much money.
Yeah, he has.
His clout has went overboard.
Yeah.
And at the same time, people don't understand that he might be in an open relationship. He gets to bang his girl and also bang her homegirls.
So they're going to talk about the fact that he would freak out if she was pregnant or whatever. But here's the thing I'm learning, man. Man, we've just been doing it wrong. Man, look at Tampa Radio. how crazy it is, how wild it is, how out of control it is. All you got to do is film somebody having sex with your wife. All you got to do is take people's cell phones and then voila, you're famous.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Yeah. Pardon me for being monogamous and having morals.
Happy hour will be right back.
I'm in a sassy mood today, Farrell. Why? I don't care. Do you care? I don't care. You know what? I'm starting to get a little worked up. I'm getting a little hyper, getting a little crazy. Today I switched it up. Usually I'm drinking Prime from, I almost said Lloyd Banks, Logan Paul. I don't know why I said I think Lloyd Banks should release an energy drink.
But like, if you think Lloyd Banks should release one, what do you think it should be called?
Karma. That was a good song. Karma! I'm drinking an old school 2007 Treasure. I am drinking Mountain Dew Amp.
Wow.
Give me your cell phone. All right. Enough of that. Here's Pleasure and Pain by KB the Great. Give me your cell phone, KB.
Lose.
I'm talking pleasure and pain.
Yeah. Romeo.
You ready for some Romeo? Pharaoh, Pharaoh. I love listening to Romeo.
Shout out my boy Romeo, man.
Yeah.
One of the illest DJs in the
misfit
city.
Misfit Romeo. He's a misfit in a good way. Because sometimes when you hang around misfits, they're annoying as hell. But he's a good type of misfit. And the beat's about to drop. And let me tell you, go to Misfit Romeo on social media because he's about to blow up. But before he blows up, we need to appreciate the fact that he always lets the beat drop. You like how I did that? I like how I did it. And that's all that matters, that I have my own approval. This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom around. If you go to mitra-9.com and at checkout use keyword happy, H-O-P-P-E. No, it's not H-O-P-P-Y. That's how everybody and AI closed captioning thinks you spell it. H-O-P-P-E. If you go to the checkout at mitra-9.com and use keyword happy, you can save 20%. This is also being brought to you by the best CBD Delta 8 honey around. DZBZHoney.com. And Pharaoh, I don't know if you noticed this trend. You can save 20% on the best Delta 8 CBD honey. I got to get you to try that, man. We got to get lit at my apartment and do something where we have Kratom. We have the Astro Bliss Lemonade, which is at A-S-T-R-O-B-L-E-M-E.com. Use keyword happy to save 10%. And the DZBZ honey. And you have yourself a party. I'm on a roll, Pharaoh, watching that beat drop. You're welcome. All right. We're going to come back, and this party's going to keep going. Let's see how long we've been recording. 21 minutes. Feels like it's been an hour. God, being around Pharaoh, man, it feels like it flies by. I'm just kidding, Pharaoh. I'm not going to talk shit about you. I'm just busting your balls, bro, because that's what radio hosts do, Pharaoh, is you got to bust balls, bro, or you're never going to make it. You can't just be nice. You got to bust balls, man.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Now for something completely different.
Call Hoppy now.
Yeah.
856-49-HOPPY.
What is that?
Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What is it?
Here it is.
Oh, that's right.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah, they are. From afar, quietly tuned in. I mean, when you have 2,000 people pretty much selling out Janice Live, somebody's listening, Pharaoh. I don't know who's listening because we got a very quiet fan base. Some radio shows have loud fan bases that are annoying. No, 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 no. Ours is very quiet. So I suggest you go to YNGPharaoh at Ryan Hoppy Radio and message us. Tell us what's up. Don't just listen and go away. Because we're lonely. Well, you're not lonely. You got a girlfriend and you're going to the nightclub every night. You're a party boy. I'm such a professional. I had your mic off. What were you going
to
say?
Nah, listen. I don't think we got a quiet fan base. I think people are getting used to us, used to the shit talking that we do.
Yes.
And I think it's fun. People are getting used to our personalities. Yeah. So listen, if you out there and you support the show, make sure to tag us. Make sure to be supportive. Listen to the podcast and let your friends know. Hoppy Radio is the way to go.
I gotta tell you, I worked in Cleveland for 4 years, or no, it feels like 4 years, it was 4 months, and it went by really slowly, and this next headline did not surprise me. For my time in Cleveland, Ohio, the people you see in Cleveland, Ohio really match this demographic.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Come take a look at this. Westlake police are urging people who live there to be on the lookout for these pastel-colored pills. They're shaped just like popular cartoon characters or brand logos, and they appear to look like candy, but they're actually laced with dangerous drugs.
Hell yeah! That's exactly what I want. How else are you going to live in Ohio? You're going to be sober? Who does that in Ohio? Literally nobody.
We collected these narcotics along with a lot of other narcotics at our hotels in Westlake
turns out that these are pure meth. Others may have fentanyl in them. Some of them could be deadly.
Some of them could be deadly. I mean, oh, you're going to survive well. Even if you're not going to die from fentanyl, it's not good for you. You can't trust drug dealers anymore, bro. Not that you ever really could. But the fentanyl thing, man, the idea of fentanyl is really frightening, bro.
Listen, we've lost a lot of people in Tampa who've actually taken fentanyl and lost their life. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to my boy Jukes. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, he took one of these pills and, you know, unfortunately, he did not wake up.
I'm sorry, man. Rest in peace to him. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Do you know much about the Alabama riverboat, bro?
Listen, the memes are going crazy. QC Media is posting all the reenactments that are going on.
Do you know what happened? Do you know much about it?
Yeah, I know a little bit.
All right, I don't really know much about it. So we got the TMZ clip, and then I want you to give me your take. I want you to inform me, Farrell.
That's the punch that started the most insane fight in Alabama over the weekend, the Montgomery Riverboat Brawl.
There was an incident at the Riverfront Park where there was a riverboat that was trying to come in, but there was a small pontoon that was in the way.
Yep. Have you seen the show Ozark?
Only like one episode.
The boat that they have in the show looks like the boat in this.
Yep, this worker tried to get the guys to move their boat. Heated words were exchanged, and then they attacked him.
And what ensued is being portrayed as like a white versus black situation. Four white guys jumped the one black guy, and a bunch of fellow black people decided to come to his
fellow black people.
It initially started off with just the other boat employees helping, and then...
What do you think of all they're saying? Like, do you think it's white versus black here?
How do I say this without being crucified?
You're the one that's going to say it, not me.
Listen, I don't think it was a black versus white situation. Yes literally it was. But I want to start diffusing the situations where it's always has to be some racial situation. Mm-hmm. I think we have to look at it as in four guys try to jump one person who was trying to do the right thing.
He threw up the black thing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to turn off your microphone. That was so unprofessional of me. What were you going to say?
No. I was just, you know what I'm saying, ranting on, but...
No, keep on ranting on. What else were you going to say?
No, definitely. I think just sometimes we need to cut the racial stuff out and just look at it as a simple situation and just get to the middle of it. Because if not, it's always going to be a snowball situation where it's always about race, mm-hmm. about who's black, about who's white, and it's all about who was wrong.
It initially started off with just the other boat employees helping, and then he threw up the black signal, and then all the other black people came.
By land and by sea.
The best part of this fight is it breaks down stereotypes about black people and swimming. There was a guy who jumped in the river, swam across, just so he can get into the fight.
That's very accurate, Charles. Also, by the way, if I lived in Alabama too, I would probably... be on edge and want to fight. I don't know anybody that goes, oh my God, I want to visit Alabama, please. Please, Farrell, can we go to Alabama? It sounds so much fun. I want to go to Birmingham.
I mean, if you're really into like boating and, you know, crawfish and stuff like that, yeah. Alabama's your spot.
Yeah.
And if you're boring.
Yes, this 16-year-old is being hailed a hero, and the internet has affectionately named him Black Aquaman.
By the way, the 16-year-old's like info was released, and I was like, that's kind of creepy, man. He's underage.
I mean, it was very much seen as like a solidarity thing. Like, people rushing to this guy's defense, you know what I mean, seeing that he was being attacked. So there's a lot of symbolism here. It was deeper than just a fight.
Yep.
All right. This next headline here is a little silly.
Elvis Presley's revolver hitting the auction block, expected to fetch tens of thousands. It's a
The toilet seat that he died on is something I'd buy. I don't know why you'd want to buy Elvis's gun. Like, well, I wonder what that's like being rich, where you buy something and then it's like, oh, here we go. Like, what are you going to do, Farrell, with somebody's nice thing? Like, would you ever buy a famous person's memorabilia and be like, oh, I have Marilyn Monroe's typewriter or something? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, some people are just attached to the celebrities and they, you know, they have these sentimental values, but, you know, somebody might be interested in the gun.
We have John chiming in on Hoppy TV. What's up, John?
Smith & Wesson, double revolver. He was gifted this in 76, about 9 months before he died.
Yeah.
And now it's going up for sale. And we're hearing that it's going to be fetching between $60,000 and $90,000.
He liked guns a lot, though. I think he had a lot. He brought one famously to the White House when he...
Yeah, you know, Elvis thought he was so cool with guns. I'm going to live forever, man, and I make awful music. Yeah, can we quit lying to ourselves? Elvis isn't good. Do you think Elvis is good? He's a good dancer or whatever, but I don't think he's a good singer.
Well, Elvis is just one of the people that, you know, just whenever you say his name and and think about him, he's just pure American culture.
Yes, he is.
He met Nixon. Like, he's known for being a gun.
He had, like, 37, apparently, plus a machine gun.
But
anybody that has 37 guns is overcompensating. Pharaoh, I'm going to ask you something. Do you have a gun?
I do not. Yes.
I don't know if I want one. Like, if you're going to break into my house, I can go out a legend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me. I feel like it's like a flux. I have a gun. I'm a gun-toting American. I also have my medical card. I prefer that over having a gun, Pharaoh. I would much rather have my medical card. Because isn't it true you can't have your medical card and a gun?
I'm pretty sure you can have both, but there has to be in a specific way you actually grab it. You know, like there's a process. I think you have to have the gun first and then grab the medical, but you can't have the medical and then the gun.
Did you ever like to eat Tyson's chicken? Were you ever a Tyson's chicken consumer?
You know, in these late nights when I come out and, you know, I get home, I got to have a little bag of the chicken strips.
Me too, bro. I know you're not single, but that's like a millennial, not the richest person, but want to have something good food. You know what I'm saying? I love it. But I get it from Aldi's because it's even cheaper. It looks like economy-wise, they're not doing the best. And I'm really surprised by this because whenever I think of top-notch food, Pharaoh, I always think of Tyson's chicken. Like, whenever I think of something that is a delicacy that you can have it grill over and munch on, and then munch on other things later, it's always Tyson's chicken. So romantic.
Tyson Foods says it's closing more chicken processing plants. Meanwhile, the first generation iPod sold at auction for close to $30,000. ABC News business reporter Alexis Christophers has more on that. You know, Alexis, I still have my Walkman. Okay.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Wow, she's annoying.
You check out and see how much you can get for it. It might be worth something. We're going to get to that.
I'm not in the mood for this. Pretty much a lot of the processing plants for Tyson's chicken is closing. Bro. You know they're going to blame the millennials on that. Every single article you ever read is always, millennials are ruining this. Millennials are ruining that. Well, I can tell you, I'm not ruining Tyson's chicken. It's all I eat. That and frozen pizza. Like, frozen pizza, bro, is munchies when you're not the richest person. It's pretty good, bro. Like, it's not my favorite. I'm not proud when I eat, like, frozen pizza. But it can slap. It can slap in a half. You agree?
I definitely agree 100% with that.
856-49-HOPPY.
Now that's some barbecue in it.
Oh, my God. You got to get to, like, pepperoni. What's your favorite frozen pizza? Mine is pepperoni, and then you get black olives on it, and you put that bitch in the preheated 400-degree oven for 15 minutes. Oh, my God.
Listen, you're being too specific. That means that that's, like, every time you get high, you're definitely following these instructions.
Pharaoh. Real name Juan. I have never... I can't even lie.
Happy hour.
Okay. I usually don't play artists that have music that's copywritten, but this is not a copywritten song on YouTube, and I believe this artist would be grateful that his music's being played. I used to hear this on the B96 After Party in 2006, a radio show I used to tape with a cassette player. This is Vi with GLC Eterna. When I tell you, Pharaoh, this was one of the bangers 15 years ago in Chicago, I'm a man of my words. You're ready to hear a little bit of Herda? You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready too, buddy.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Y'all now tuned with something beautiful right here. Something epic. nice. Let's make it look us being a nice guy. I leave that to them dudes that shoot hoops. I'd rather roll through in a new coupe with chicks that get 200 to do shoots. Rolling a shooby dooby while we listen to smooth grooves. Dude, I tried to told you I'm hot like magma. And keep a mirror. I'm stashed up in the Dodge Magnum near the stash of the Magnums. Never know which one I'ma use. Right there, I got a couple people confused. Cause Vi never lose. And Vi never snooze. Pop shit, then I pop this shit to knock you out of your shoes. I shut down crews and rock tailor-made suits and Louis shoes. It's hard to do what I do. Stunning like Evel Knievel. Keep a watch face see-through. I do this for my people. Selling through they screen though. My mom said I was a walking felony. Cause I kept 16s in the closet like Kelly. Shop with the sellers. My dogs ain't barking and them chickens ain't clucking and them pigs ain't searching and them birds ain't chirping. I'ma hurt them mother, hurt them mother, hurt them mother, hurt them mother. I'm a hustler for real. Nah, dog, I'm not a mad rapper. I'm a disgruntled MC, and I teach you dudes about tussling with me. Truth is, I hate these marks. I should pull this jammy and spark and leave these rappers handicapped parking. When you see your boy out, bow down or kiss the ring. With a crew about myself, I ain't worried about a thing. This is Shy City, man. Where the f*** you from? And your chick can't go if she ain't gobbling. My partner Supreme told me flows hard on these monkeys. I hit pro gyms and told them make my wrist chunky. Chain hung like donkey. And for them dudes who want it, nickname beautiful, keep them breasts on me. Homie, I'm funky like woo. Shots to let you know that I'm serious. When I'm
you ready, Tampa?
High, I'm in the streets bare-chested. I got money invested. These detectives. My dogs ain't barking and them chickens ain't clucking and them pigs ain't searching and them birds ain't chirping. I'm a
this ain't the young and restless. You could say the drama, life support, boy. Put your life on pause like a comma. When you cutting corners and you stacking money, it's like intern comedians, man, they get to acting funny. I know the MCs, the real MCs. Shame on Saint Boo, man, them was shopping with me. Get a pumpkin head in front of your little daughter. You a broke pop machine, get you out of order. I'ma come and get you. Don't make me keep me hit your for shells like a snail or an armadillo. Watch your blue lights with the blue film. Slice it, slice it, make them look like he got gills. This ain't artificial, man, this shit real. Throw him in Lake Michigan and hope the nigga can't swim. And if he can't, I guess he won't live. Giving names, get your change, he ain't hate a bill.
My dogs ain't barking,
oh, sure.
Chickens ain't clucking, and them pigs ain't searching, and them birds ain't chirping. I'm a hurt him, mother, 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 hurt him, mother, hurt him, mother, hurt him, mother.
I'm a hustler for real.
My dogs ain't barking, and them chickens ain't clucking, and them pigs ain't searching, and them birds ain't chirping. I'm a hurt him, mother, mother, hurt him, mother, hurt him, mother, hurt him, mother, mother. I'm a hustler for real.
Oh yeah, song's almost 18 years old, was all over Power 92 and 107.5 WGCI about 17 to 18 years ago. It's Vi and GLC would heard it, but first of all.
On the subject of narcotics in general, but marijuana in particular. That is the purpose of
so there's this, I don't even know what it is. There's this woman that I've, her name is, I'll keep it private. But this very beautiful woman I've been talking to the last few days at the showroom.
Are you in love?
No. Shut up.
Wait, hold on. Is this the same girl you're taking pictures with and posting it on Instagram?
I didn't post. I posted pictures with a bunch of Wing House girls.
No. In your Instagram, you have a picture with a young lady at the showroom.
What young lady?
Hold on, let me.
That was Jilly saying goodbye.
Okay, is she going away or what's
she's
going
moving
on?
To Portland.
Oh.
This woman's name is Angie, and she's a baller, and she wants to join the Hoppy TV feed, and I think that could help our ratings to do a side-by-side of her. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. I just added her. She should be in there soon. It's a visual, so we're going to move on from that. Go to westchaseprinting.com at checkout, use keyword Hoppy to save money on the best printing around. This is also being brought to you by RichKBarber.com, the best barber around. Farrell, look at this. Come over here. She's on the screen right now. She's at the showroom. This is riveting. Oh, my God. It's everybody at the showroom that I'm going to see in about 30 minutes. I got to go home first and shower because I absolutely smell. Do I smell, Farrell? I feel like I smell a lot. It's really bothering me.
I mean, you're a little far away from me, so I can't really.
But that was the whole point. I wasn't going to go over there and hug you. No. I'm doing it wrong, Farrell. I'm doing it wrong. What I need to do is take your personal cell phone. I need to shut up. You get the point.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Don't take my cell phone.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Please don't take my cell phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
They're tuned in on their cell. Farrell, I'm having too much fun with this. They're tuned in on their cell phones.
Listen, recently. Oh, man.
What are you going to say?
No, I don't even want to get too deep into
this
situation.
I don't even want to either. I'm just saying, man.
Are we going to repost the video? Are we going to, like quote it on X or what?
Repost the video? What video? I'm just talking about taking people's cell phones. Oh, by the way, let me just say, if you're a little confused about what I'm talking about, because I'm being very passive aggressive, Farrell.
Very aggressive.
It's not very passive. No. Go to @RyanHappyRadio and all the info. Everything you've ever wanted to know about taking people's cell phones is right there.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Give it to me, TMZ. Long intro, man.
Welcome to TMZ Live. Harvey Levin here.
Charles here.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
So there was something that happened over the weekend. I got to say, I have changed my mind 3 times on this.
Was shocked at the response to something that Jamie Foxx had posted, because everyone, I guess, saw it differently. I saw it one way when I read what he posted.
I saw it a different way than you saw it initially.
Right.
I've now kind of come around, but it looked, for some, that he posted something that was overtly anti-Semitic. Now, we're going to explain in a minute. Here's what he posted.
He said, "They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you? #fakefriends, #fakelove.
So, what do you think of that?
How do they know that he's not saying they killed this dude named Jesus?
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston got mad about it, and she also liked the picture. So that's passive aggressive. Why are you going to like something you're offended by?
I don't know. Some people are just, they
passive
hate,
aggressive.
They hate free speech.
Yeah, and they take people's cell phones.
So if you just look at the
text, and by the way, we should also look at the bottom there. It was liked by Jennifer Aniston, you see.
Right. Now, before we get into
her
and what it all means, when I read that, there is a trope about Jews. They killed Christ, and now they're going to come after you. And it's an anti-Semitic trope.
Right.
And so I thought, well, that's what he did, and I couldn't understand it.
Now, when I saw it, what I saw was, oh, one of his friends, or someone he thought was a friend, stabbed him in the back.
Maybe
sold a story to the media about his illness, and that he felt he was making a reference to Judas.
So
that there was one person in his inner circle who had betrayed him.
So apparently Jennifer Aniston saw it the way I initially saw it, because she had liked Jamie's post.
Or at least apparently liked it.
Apparently liked it, and then came out with this.
Yes, her response. She said, "This really makes me sick. I did not like this post on purpose or by accident. And more importantly, I want to be clear to my friends and anyone hurt by this showing up in their feeds, I do not support any form of anti-Semitism, and I truly don't tolerate hate of any kind."
Okay. I don't think he was being anti-Semitic. Do you think he was being anti-Semitic, Farrell?
No, I think he was just talking about, you know, whatever he wants to talk about, and people just want, like, people like TMZ want to highlight the situation, magnify it, and crucify him.
Besides
for
watching reruns on TV, when's the last time anybody has thought about Jennifer?
Period.
I'm not sure what she means by I didn't like it on purpose or by accident.
Yeah, you guys, it's like unclear that. What she's even saying. Clearly,
she's
drugged out. That she liked it, right? Or at least it seems that
someone,
she liked it.
Or someone on her staff did.
Right, so that's the thing. It's unclear. We can make assumptions, but the fact that she didn't clarify and that nobody pressed her is interesting. Jennifer Aniston, from what I was seeing on Twitter this weekend, was getting dragged for very quickly distancing herself from this scandal, even though she apparently liked it to begin with. So it's
I don't care anymore. Have you ever seen Friends?
Of course.
Do you like Friends?
I like her.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Friends without a laugh track?
No. Let's look at it.
Where is the waitress? I'm starving. It's a buffet, man.
Well, here's where I win all my money back.
I gotta talk to
you. Sure. What's up?
Monica and I almost got married last night.
You forget how much laughter there is between that.
You know what? I just noticed that. There's so much empty spaces filled up by the laughter that's what actually builds up the show.
Oh my God. That's huge. Hey. Why wasn't I invited? I just don't think Monica and I are ready to get married yet, you know? I mean, I love her and everything, but seeing Ross and Rachel come out of that chapel was like a wake-up call that Monica and I are moving so fast, you know? And how do I tell her without crushing her? Oh!
Tell her she's not marriage material.
I think you can get the point. That ruined Friends for me. There's one of the Big Bang Theory, but the Big Bang Theory wasn't funny at all. So it wasn't really, it wasn't like the laugh track really helped.
They should have ended that show after the first season.
Yeah, it wasn't ever good. 856-49-HAPPY. 856-494-6773. You know much about C. Murder?
C. Murder, the rapper?
C. Miller, yeah.
What about him?
Move on. All right, yes, moving on to Kim Kardashian's appeal for C. Murder.
I thought when you said appeal, I thought, huh.
No. Yes, we know what her appeal is. She's advocating, you know, that in her work as a, I don't want to say as a lawyer, but in the legal arena.
It's like an innocence project type
thing. And she has been saying that it is time for C. Murder to have his day in court.
It's been like 20 years, bro. It's crazy. I remember that. I was like a little kid. It was all over the, like, People magazine.
Yeah, it's been something that's been, you know, kind of roaming around the hip-hop community, you know, especially after all the horrible stuff he's done.
Infamously, he was convicted for a murder that went down at a club and does not believe that thinks that he was wrongly convicted. And it has to do with some changes in laws in Louisiana that she believes he should get his day in court, and they should.
What do you think about Kim Kardashian? Like, didn't she free Meek Mill and she freed some other people? What do you think about her doing that?
I don't think she freed Meek Mill. I think
Was it she did? She did something with Meek Mill.
I don't know. I think she just
banged him.
She just posed in front of the jail, and you know he was walking out. But I think Kim, you know, is using this or her voice to pretty much, I don't know, speak for the people in jail, but is she really doing the paperwork? Is she really, you know, going into court and actually, you know, being vocal about these people? I don't think so.
Meek, this is from 3 years ago. Kim Kardashian, meeting with Meek Mill wasn't one-on-one. Meek Mill speaks out. Meek Mill has addressed the elephant in the room, namely Kanye West's implication that Kim cheated on him by sleeping with Meek during a prison reform meeting, and he's called BS louder. So pretty much that's what happened. Is I knew there was something. I think he was like in Philadelphia too, I believe. Man, there's so much celebrity trash that happens every single day, Farrell, that it's hard to keep track.
You know, I think TMZ plays a big role in these, what would you call it, beefs?
Yeah.
Especially in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
They just stir the pot.
Speaking of hip-hop.
To the index now. Late today, rapper Tory Lanez sentenced to 10 years in prison for shooting and wounding Megan Thee Stallion. He was found guilty of shooting her in the feet in Los Angeles in 2020. The district attorney saying he has shown no remorse.
He didn't show remorse.
In a written statement, Megan Thee Stallion telling the judge she has not experienced a single day of peace since the shooting.
Hasn't the foot healed already? 856-49-HOPPY. Now, Pharaoh. Pharaoh. Let my people go. That's a song from church. I'm going to let you say what you got to say about the thing. We got the Pharaoh alert. I need you to do one thing for me.
I can try. What is it?
When you talk about Megan and her WAP, her being promiscuous and sleeping with rappers is fine because she's doing what she wants with her body, and she totally is not doing it for clout. The floor is yours.
Listen, I feel very, very, very strongly about this subject, especially about Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion. For those people who are just, you know, catching up with the situation, Tory is getting 10 years in jail for shooting Megan on the foot. Now, background story. Megan Thee Stallion and Tory were entangling throughout these days.
Like she has been with half the business.
So pretty much they got into an argument. Her homegirl was also with them in the Suburban. And, you know, things escalated to the point where Tory Lanez popped out a gun and allegedly shot her in the foot. Now, the real story is Megan Thee Stallion was sleeping with a couple rappers and Tory Lanez found out. And this is what escalated the situation. Now, can you believe a man who is messing with Megan Thee Stallion, who is, you know, considered the hot girl summer queen, got this man so angry enough that he pulled out a gun to shoot her in the foot, and she has no remorse to see this man lose a whole decade in jail.
And we're going to miss out on his music. I can't even lie. I like his music. I think he's pretty good. I think he's pretty talented. I think he's pretty solid.
No, of course, he's a great artist. And at the same time, if you're hearing this, don't think that I'm not, you know, I'm all about women empowerment. And I do strongly, you know, feel that, you know, things should have been handled way different with Tory. I do not believe in men hitting women unless she hits him first. I don't believe in men trying to shoot women.
Or taking women's phones.
But at the same time, there has to be a line that can't be crossed. For Megan Thee Stallion to go to court and allow the judge to really put her ex-hubby, her ex-little fling, in jail for 10 years, it's just pretty much incredible, especially after you were having sex with multiple partners. It's just mind-blowing for me for a woman's standpoint, for her friends to be okay with the situation, because I can't just believe this is even okay.
Pharaoh, I'm proud of you. You didn't say anything too bad.
I kept it PG-13 for once.
Yeah, you did. This song is definitely rated R. I'm looking at songs that I grew up listening to from Chicago that are rappers that aren't really famous anymore. Have you heard of L.E.P. Bogus Boys?
I did not. Were they?
They were in Chicago 15 years ago. And here is Rap Don't Work. The whole concept of this song is, if rap don't work, it's back to the kitchen to make crack. And I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing now.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Let's go, man.
Playing, we ain't playing, we ain't playing, boy. What you saying, boy? L.E.P. Bogus Boy. Boy, I got this one, Larry. Yeah. Rap don't work. Back to the project. With some baking soda, slaving over that pirate. I still gotta make quota, so now I'm back to doing what I was doing before I even knew how to rap.
What was that?
Follow you round, find out where you hide it at.
Okay,
tear you off, turn around, make you bad back.
That's right.
Matter of fact, tell whoever you plug with.
Tell
you try to tax me, I get on some stick up shit. Say it's a goal to run in your crib. Lay you on the floor, put the pole in your rib.
Holding
like you know what this is, homie, open that safe. You either lower that quick or catch a hole in your face. See, around the way I'm known for doing home
invasion.
All types of grimy licks, nigga, you name it. About business, gotta get it. Pimping, I'm about money. what'll happen if this rapping shit don't work out for me. Yeah. Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rocks. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pot, now what it do, what it do? We ready to rock.
I keep rock. The paper on my mind. Stay on the grind. You never catch a hustler struggling, that's out of line. I'm steady flipping zippers, flipping zippers. You flipping dimes, and I bet you ain't with a chopper, ain't precise in mine. Still cock and squeeze, I ain't gon' talk about it. I treat this money like the fopper, never leave without it. Yeah, if you got it, and I'm feeling like I want it bad, I stick his ass up fast for that little cash.
Give it up,
you want it done right, better do it yourself. The more mix you hit it with, the quicker it melt. I'm in the telly with some baggies in the digital,
digital.
County in the back mixing up the chemicals.
Yeah,
if rap don't work and niggas still gotta eat.
What?
You wanna be big Ruger, keep a lot of heat.
Yeah,
keeping my baby mama, keep it in the baby seat. Show money, blow money, yeah, of the week.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rocks. We make it pop. I'm good with the pot, now what it do, we ready to rock, rock.
If rap don't work, I ain't finna trip. I'ma take it to the block and chop another zip. Fat rat sitting back watching Dro tip. $100 bills busting out the money clip. Another hit, check the spins on the BDS. I'm a star and they ain't see me on the TV yet. Even if it's wet, I'ma make it flip. Rap don't work, it's back out of town taking trips.
There he is, come on. Hey Mooney, I see you got your buzz up, but if rapping don't work for you, what you gonna do?
Back to the block, baby.
There you have it.
Work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rocks. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pop. Now what it do, we ready to rock, rock.
Yeah, it's LEP Bogus Boys. If rap don't work, which they were one of the biggest rappers in Chicago. And unfortunately, I don't think rap worked. But they were good nonetheless. All right, we're about to end this show. I don't know where the hell Pharaoh went. You never know what's going to go on with Pharaoh, dude. I've had a lot of co-hosts on this podcast. Let me explain, and I'm just going to finish the sentence because of my ADHD. I've had a lot of co-hosts on this podcast. Pharaoh is definitely the most unpredictable. So, we got a lot of cool things happening with Hoppy Hour. And I'm very excited, very thrilled. It doesn't seem real. Trust me. I'm going to keep teasing it. I'm going to keep just giving you the tip. Because when it's time to announce the announcement, Pharaoh. Oh, my God. Adam 22 would be proud of that finish, man. It's going to be wild, bro. I've worked on this show for more than a decade. Someone told me, don't say you've been in radio for 11 years. Say you've been in radio for more than a decade. It sounds better. I've been in radio for more than a decade, and this announcement, bro, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely about to shake the block.
So, here's the deal. That's going to happen, and once a week, probably on Thursdays, I will be releasing Hoppy Hour with Alessia Calandra, my old co-host. So Pharaoh's co-host number one, three, I don't know. Just be loyal, please. But yeah, Alessia is going to be back and we'll be recording here. And I got the approval from Beasley Media Groups. She'll be using this room. So we'll have Pharaoh, and we'll have Alessia. And I can't wait to see my baby again. It's been forever. I haven't seen Alessia.
You know, I would really want to see the energy in the environment if you had all two of us in a room.
No.
Only because it's like we're such in different spectrums. I feel like she views things in a certain way. I view things in another certain way.
It would definitely be a cat fight.
I know. I think
be a cat fight. Alessia makes a point. Pharaoh makes a point. And that's the sound. Okay, I'm getting creeped out. That's the sound of the security guards taking them out. Both of you. And I'm sitting here like, this was radio gold. I love cats, so I'm not going to play that anymore. But yeah, Thursday is Alessia Day. Like how it was Jersey Day 15 years ago. It's Alessia Day. So we got Farrah Monday, Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I'm going to Chicago, which is why I'm playing in Chicago rap kind of today for my early 30th birthday celebration with my friends and family. Here's the thing. I called a smoke shop up there. They have Calvin Kratom.
So can you kind of give us a little insight about your trip, what you're planning to do?
My mom gave birth to me 30 years ago, and she takes pride in it because there's a lot of pain, and I'm a lot of pain too. I'm just kidding. So I'm going up, hanging out with my family. I'm going to go to WHCM 88.3, where I began in radio, and I'm going to go to Dance Factory, the EDM show I worked on. I'm going to go to Northwestern University, where I was on overnights on Sunday mornings. So I'm going to go back to my old radio spots and then just kind of chill. There's a lot of food in Chicago. I'm going to go to this place called Wayne's Pizza on Rand Road. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do a lot of things. It's going to be fun. I always miss out on like Florida, though. When I'm there and I'm in Illinois, I'm like, ugh, I never want to come back here again. I haven't been there in 2 years. Every time I'm in Illinois, I'm like, oh, this sucks.
So do you feel like at this point you're pretty much a Floridian?
Yeah, it's been going on 8 to 9 years, bro.
Wow.
And I want to be here forever.
Yes.
I'm not letting anybody slander my name. And trust me, if they do, if I just need to give them my cell phone, I'm cool with that.
Happy hour. Happy hour.